Dan, what is self-forgiveness? What do we mean when we say that?
So many of us, Mike, can beat ourselves up because we didn't do this or that. We didn't reach the goals we wanted to reach, or we did something we regret. We hurt somebody. And we beat ourselves up because we haven't lived up to our own expectations. Self-forgiveness is when you look in the mirror and you can say to yourself, I tried my best. I really did. Given what I knew at that moment, given my history, my knowledge, and my mood at the moment. So I tried the best I can. That's self-acceptance, self-compassion, and self-forgiveness.
What happens in situations, though, when we didn't do our best? When we did something stupid or we acted in a way that was not okay, but we still on some level need to move on and we need to forgive ourselves.
If you did something that was not okay, which I've never done. So if you do something that's not okay, there's a reason for it. There's something that was going on at that moment, something going on in your brain, in your emotions, who you were talking to before that moment. So your responsibility is to learn from it, work on it, try to understand not just what you did and your judgment about what you did, but why you did it. What are the issues that come into play? What can you do to minimize the chance of it happening again? See, everything I'm talking about here, you're not hearing any strong emotion. This is the work we have to do.
What if somebody says, well, that sounds like I'm letting myself off the hook, you know, and I'm just sort of giving myself a pass?
Yeah. You're not letting yourself off the hook. If you want to work on this, if you want to diminish your guilt, let's look seriously at what you've done. When you open up to yourself, you're not letting anybody or anything off. Self-compassion gives you a better chance of making those changes in your life. Because you're working with the person you like, you understand, that makes it easier to change. It's like many people who are being treated for obesity. You start by accepting the person you are right now and developing compassion for that person. Doing that often, that alone, makes it easier to lose weight. Because you're working with somebody you like, you care about.
So it sounds like self-forgiveness can open a door to really move into a new space.
Yeah, because you're exploring what happened with someone you really care about.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.